checking on our markets, and the All Share down 0.75% at 53,518. Top 40 down just under 1%. So we saw resources down 2.7% today, offsetting those gains we saw in gold miners. They were up 2.37%. Financials up 0.5%. Industrials down 0.67%. The rand 15.59 to the dollar, 22.42 against the pound, 17.40 against the euro. So, David, it's not a good way to start the middle of the year.
There's a bit of hesitancy ahead of Friday's job numbers in the US and also the ECB meets. Still a lot of problems. Yeah. No one's quite sure of Brexit. Still Trump, you know, coming visiting the UK shortly and causing all kinds of ruptions. And no one's quite sure what he's going to mean to the market, although I think to a large extent they've dismissed it, dismissed even if he is president. So, but nevertheless, regardless of that, I think market's still a little concerned. And we had manufacturing numbers out today.
Yeah.
That were positive, but not that positive. And I think the biggest worry was China, which, you know, with their PMI just above 50, shows it is expanding, but not at the level that the global economy needs. So I think right across or around the world, the similar kind of view. So
is that what pulled down resources?
That pulled down resources. Mm. And we've seen the iron ore price now fall below 50, copper price coming down. Gold and platinum picked up, I think, on weakening of the dollar. The dollar's had a very, very good run now. Just seems to be easing off a bit. I'm trying to think. Anglos were down quite a lot. Billiton down a lot. We saw big losses in Kumba and Assore as well. But platinum gold shares did a little bit better. Still a lot of action. You know, if I could define what is happening on our market away from the global markets, we're seeing a lot of local trade. Big trade in retailers. Mr. Price up 7 or 8% today. I can't remember. It was a massive move for a retailer. You know, to see a share like that move, and that's on top of gains that it's already been making. So, what's changing sentiment? I'm not sure. I haven't quite grasped it. Whether there's a view that conditions are going to change, or alternatively,
because there was a time when everybody was saying that retailers are just massively overpriced. That people, if you look at the different metrics that you use to measure.
We've come off from those.
Earnings, yeah.
We've come off from the high, you know, from the 20s, multiples of 20 to PEs now of 17, 18. And Mr. Price can justify it because Mr. Price probably going to grow 15, 16% next year. So you're evenly balanced.
Yeah.
But to see the kind of movements today, you know, a lot of demand. Imperial, another one, announced a deal today.
Yes.
Up 5%, diversifying geographically, also getting away from motor distributorships. You saw the numbers that came out today, motor vehicle sales. So markets responding positively to that. But over and above that, you know, you see Bidvest, you know, big trade taking place there. So underneath this market, trade positioning taking place, and that it's not moving the markets that much because these are not in the heavyweights. You know, the market's influenced by breweries and British American Tobacco and Richemont and Billiton's and Glencore's and so on.
Just because of their pure size.
Because of their pure size. So these shares, which are, you can term mid caps or small caps, and that are not really affecting the overall indices, but you can certainly see activity down there. Can't not mention Nampak, though. I don't know if you picked Nampak down 13% today.
No, I didn't, actually.
Nampak,
13%. Why?
Massive fall.
17,
came out
91.
With results, which were good, up 21%. Glass is picking up. You know,
so
this dragged
him.
The problem is money. and money that they can't get out of Angola and they can't get out of Nigeria. So what they've also done is a lease back on some what they call non-core properties. In other words, going around and having to secure cash to make sure they can face what they say are challenging conditions ahead. But I think a lot of this has to do to the fact, you know, that 47% now, and they brag about it, of their operations are now, or revenue comes from Africa, which is a big number. But, you know, big in Nigeria, big in Angola, and tight conditions to actually extract them. their money there. So they passed their dividend, and market didn't like this, and market's taken fright for that. So, you know, really Ooh. Hammered them. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. 17.91 today, down 13%. All right, we're going to leave it there. Still to talk about consumer affordability, we'll unpack those vehicle sales and we'll bring you our weekly SME corner. All of that still to come.